Eric, I believe you won Rock Wars last time.
I did. I'm the champion of the world.
Do you have a thing?
Yeah, I have a thing.
All right, go.
For all the people, we talked about this morning, for all the people that are going to go work out in Mountainside Fitness's parking lot in 112 degrees.
Not just Mountainside. A lot of the gyms
are
closed.
Any of the gyms, parking lots. Yeah. We need some music to get them motivated and going in the morning.
Motivate people to work out in a parking lot.
In the heat.
In Phoenix, Arizona, where today's high will be 114 degrees, to protest catching the asshole in a gym.
You need to reevaluate your situation.
I think I'm onto something here with this. You might be an asshole if it is your goal to constantly stand outside the gym and just... Asshole be damned. I'm going to go stand in a pile of
people. I'll show them.
I
mean, what is it now? 20 days? We're 20 days away. Come on.
I mean, what are all those people at that chase?
Hopefully we can get it all back together.
Oh, it's going to be longer than that.
It might.
Don't lie.
It might.
The Chase Rice concert where 3,000 people stood there. Yeah, they're all willing to be assholes. Brady, you and that guy that were golfing. You know what he is. Deep down, you think of him sometimes and go, asshole. You say it. He was sneezing on you, you know? In the age of COVID. They got to change the name of this thing. That would do it. People being all scientific about everything. I know you told a joke a second ago about why that chicken was on the road and stuff. But in most states, poultry on the street is some sort of a law that, you know, and it can spread all sorts of diseases. Birds. Oh, really? The chicken crossed the road joke? Well, in Obama's era, he cut the chicken fencing, cut budget cuts, and made it so chickens were in the road more often. I hate you. I hate you. I'm shooting holes in every story. All right, there you go. There's your Rock Wars today. Songs for people working out outside because gyms are closed in some sort of odd protest against gyms being closed. If you want to help out, 585-9800. You can email 98kupd.com or Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Or also you can text 97936. Rock Wars is coming up next.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
K-U-P-D. It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy. We call this Rock Wars. Before we get to that, somebody says, John, the people you're talking about, we talk about at my work all the time. We have nicknamed them Storm Clouds. There are four people in my office right now. Everybody's having a good time. Then Storm Cloud comes in and Fs it up for everybody with their politics or shooting holes in a funny story or telling a terrible story based on a funny story's theme. Telling them to F themselves is the most effective way we've found to eliminate Storm Clouds. Well, there you go. We need more of that. Less politeness in the world and more effing off. Storm Clouds. I like that. That is from Coleman Brown.
Coleman Brown.
That is either a butler or a running back from the University of Texas who had his knee blow out and we never heard of him, but he was going to be good.
Remember Coltrane.
Remember the days of Coleman Brown running the ball for the old Longhorns until the knee accident.
Coltrane got derailed.
The Rock Wars is on us right now, and it's based on the idea that there's some people emailing saying they've seen people work out outside of closed gyms in some type of protest, which in fact kind of makes it so you're announcing you really don't need to get in a gym to work out. And I think that's kind of what people are walking away going, oh, you could just work out in a parking lot. Why are you spending all that money on fees? I don't think that's the right angle. But there are people, sent us emails and stuff saying, geez, it's weird. Like 60 old ladies standing outside the Mountainside Fitness working out this morning, making their message. Again, a bunch of storm clouds.
Can we just all shut up, get through this? It's hot as hell outside anyway.
Why does everything have to be a goddamn mountain?
why do we got to fight everything?
Can we have one avenue of uninterrupted green lights to the end of this thing instead of standing? I'm going to be a speed bump to the end of COVID. Why?
The Mountainside guy's got it taken care of. He's shutting it down, and he's going to, hopefully.
And by the way, he's losing. It's not like you're on the winning side here. I don't necessarily disagree with him, but again, the judge basically said, you're going to be all right for 30 days. And if you're not, you can sue then, but right now, shut it up. I hate to say these words, just cooperate for a few minutes. Let's see if we can get our 401ks right back to where they were and ignore that this ever happened. The longer you fight, the longer this lasts. And the longer your kids are at home.
Oh.
Because the dangling carrot that's in front of you right now is that August 17th, your kids leave the house for the first time since March. You keep acting like a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, because you're out there, you're sweating on each other and spitting all over the place, working out, and then one of you gets it, you're making it longer for our kids to go back to school. You selfish bastard.
And I am a childless man who laughs in the face of people with children saying, you did this to yourselves. This is like buying a nuclear bomb and being worried it's going to go off all the time. You shouldn't have bought it.
Just stop it.
But the bottom line is, they want their kids out of the house. And the longer you guys dick around, the longer these people have to deal with their
Toledo
kids.
Toledo and I are going crazy.
That's right.
Brady doesn't matter. He's home alone.
I've already been extended 2 weeks.
Brady caught the asshole, so he's not allowed to see his family anymore.
Toledo and I might catch the asshole.
Part of the penalty.
You know, and I've been saying this for a long time. Brady's been spreading his asshole around for a long time. And I frankly have had it. We had to kick him out of the room because he caught the asshole. I'm not calling it that anymore. I want Brandon Lee tonight to go 4,000 new cases of asshole in Maricopa County. That gets us 104,000 assholes.
He reached out to us last week. He's ready to come Brandon back did? On and talk.
I texted Ian last night about Brandon because I don't have Brandon's number. Too tempting. But I texted him. I said, how come he's in the studio and everybody else at Channel 3 is in their homes? Is he worried that the camera might pick up Boy Island in the background? And Ian immediately texted him. John thinks you're going to have Boy Island on. Can't have those. You can't trust the twinks to stay in the right room the whole time the newscast is on. They'd come busting out a door.
Has to be it.
Yeah, an overloaded like capacity by 100. The door will just burst open.
Well, on all those things, they always have like personal stuff behind people. Yeah. Like I saw Jeff Passanet, like a Nintendo and a Rage Against the Machine poster.
That's pretty cool.
So what do you think would be behind Brandon Lee on his bookshelf?
Wall of dicks. And his book.
And his book,
yeah. You got to promote yourself.
They had to change from Wall of Dicks to Mascara Boy because the editors didn't think Wall of Dicks would sell.
Little did they know.
Title already taken.
Yeah, people had already written Wall of Dicks. It's Dave Pratt 30 years behind the mic. That's Wall of Lying Dicks. Anyway, Mountainside Fitness, fighting a good fight. I'm kind of on your side, but I also hate that you're doing it because it's just going to linger around and keep this thing around even longer if we just don't – just go home. Hold up. Let's all act like moles for a couple months. Can we do that?
Yeah, it's too hot for this crap.
Yeah, and plus it's really warm outside. There's no reason to go outside. But these people are working out outside to say, hey, we can do this, kind of proving they don't need gyms. It's kind of I understand what you're trying to do, but you're basically saying, hey, I can do this anywhere, and it's not a smart thing. But a song for all these parking lot warriors.
I got to throw this in. A texter says, what if you drive by and see
Hildy.
This?
If Hildy's in the parking lot, I'll get out and work out, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I won't because she'll see my floppy cans. I'm not perfect enough. Oh, Hildy's most recent picture. Where does she shop for those pants? Perfect girl
she's
store.
She's got a link in there.
Is there a store
someone
for
makes them for?
Bombshell Sportswear. Shout out.
Bombshell Sportswear is winning. Oh, my Lord. Why did they
send
us
the top.
That?
Sorry.
Yeah, you totally did that. That's your fault.
Yeah, we're working here, Toledo. What are you doing?
God. Oh, Hildy. Why do you exist in this world? Man. Anyway, Eric, who would you like to go first?
Go ahead, Brady, from the bunker.
All right. Well, they're going to be working out in the parking lots. I want them, 6 feet apart and really working it hard. So I pulled a song out from the smash hit movie Perfect with Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Huh?
Lou Reed's song, Hot Hips.
All right. I remember this.
I got nothing on this one.
Oh, I have beaten to this movie several times.
Does she get naked in it?
I think she's topless, but she does mostly it's all Hildy wear, and Jamie Lee looks great. And it capitalized on the craze of aerobicizing in the early 80s.
After Jane Fonda put out her stuff, right?
Headbands and spandex.
Everyone was aerobicizing, and they made this movie called Perfect. And it was the pressures of looking perfect in society in the early 80s.
I miss this one completely.
Terrible. John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't think that's the correct term, missing it.
The best part of this movie, Jamie Lee Curtis's body is the best it ever looked in this. But John Travolta suits up and starts doing some jazzercising in his tights.
He's in Hooters shorts, though, right? He's in, like, dolphin shorts.
Yeah, he's like a Hooters girl. It's like I just thought I'd come in here and do a little Hooters dance, you know?
Leg warmers on.
Yeah. So you want to work out? Or, like, you know, I know all the gyms are closed, but we can go stand in a parking lot and, like, hang out together.
That's a pretty good look for her right there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Her body in this thing is wacky good.
All right, go ahead, John. Oh, we keep getting all these hot chicks.
I went with Lou Reed's hot hips. actually, what's funny is Megan used to train old ladies. She still does some, but she used to do the Silver Sneakers program before insurance said they weren't going to pay for old people to be healthy anymore. And then all the gyms said, screw you, old people. We don't care about your health for real. We just wanted the money. They're getting like $9 a month from every old person. But in her phone, she had a bunch of workout songs that when I downloaded the music from Apple iTunes onto it, it clouded her music into mine. So sometimes in my shuffle, I get these high beats per minute old people workout songs. And this couldn't be more perfect. It came up on my phone yesterday. It's a cover by some band who hips up these songs a little bit for old people of the great Robert Palmer, Some Like It Hot. I forget it. And you can play this in the back of these old people because you're going to die from the heat, old ladies.
Wasn't this was in a Sylvester Stallone movie?
Was it?
I think it was.
Might have been.
I changed the lyrics to this.
In Cobra?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been something like that.
I changed the lyrics to this to some like it hot while some others like it not quite as hot. So it's less temperate. You know, you're just not going to be, you're never going to cool off in Arizona. So it's always going to be warm. Some like it hot. Some others not quite as hot. Soup. It's hot. It's miserable. Let these old people die in it. Less people. I would like that. If COVID killed less people today than the heat strokes that are going to occur in parking lots as you protest gyms being closed. Eric,
all right. Well, you guys went big time 80s.
Oh, yeah. Mine's workout little, stuff.
Mine's pretty modern, actually. And I love the title of this song. It's perfect for what's going on here. Volbeat, Die to Live, featuring Neil Fallon from Clutch. Because they're going to be out there dying to live. We're all dying to live right now, aren't we?
Mm. You're going to kill old people with this.
Yeah, they're going to be hopping all
it's
over.
It's too fast. You can't do jumping jacks to this. Your heart will explode.
Get it done.
Die to live.
It'll be a quick protest.
We'll drop a few.
Die to live.
They died doing what they love, John.
Everybody sounds like a racist impression of a 70s stereotypical 7-Eleven clerk when they sing this, except for the die to live part. Yeah, all right. Good stuff right there. The 50s surf swing music of Volbeat. Great job this year by Volbeat at our U-Fest.
Oh,
man, was that fun to watch.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Oh, Big Surf was a rockin'. Brady, you couldn't go because of COVID, but man, did we have a good time.
You were
always sick. All right, so there you go. I'll let you choose today. We don't have time. So, Jeremy, the old-ass intern, come on up here.
Where's John Gordon at?
He doesn't need to be here because Larry's back's out, so Jeremy's filling in for Larry today. So I didn't need to puppet Jeremy's show. Pick one.
Johnny the winner.
All right.
Oh, kiss ass.
God. That was perfect.
You didn't know that was coming.
Good judge. Good judge.
Didn't you just give him like some money?
Yeah.
You just gave him how much money?
That's why.
I gave him $100.
Oh, my God.
Because he's been good to me the last few days about picking up sodas. It keeps the garbage off the ground.
It keeps
me winning the Rock Wars.
You cannot ask a guy you just gave $100 to pick a winner.
Nice move, Sepp.
All right. Let me try it again. Forget that I gave you $100. Who's the winner?
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
Johnny's the winner.
See, he likes the song. I think he's a big fan
of
the song.
We'll give it to you. Do you remember what his song title is? Go on. What was the song title?
Die to Live. Right? No, that's you.
That's me.
Oh, well, Some Like It Hot, cover.
That's right.
Oh.
Sylvester Stallone movie.
Oh, yeah. You remembered everything.
Remember something.
Nice.
Because he stares at me and he absorbs it all.
Right. I thought I was going to catch you. That you sent me, so you're going to have to play it from your phone.
No, I'm not.
All right.
You play the Robert Palmer Power Station or whatever it's called.
Right.
Play the real one. We'll get that together.
God, I cannot believe that.
Some like it hot, well, some others like it not quite as hot. It's more fun to sing that way. And I also changed the words with my friend Colin. We were in Vegas, too. I'm a little bit hungry, and I'm a little bit rock and roll, but I could eat something.
That one came from.
The great thing with Jeremy picking that is he's ruining his own show because it's going to play on his show.
That's true. Well, he's not technically ruining Larry's show. Ruining Larry's show.
Right. Not his. Don't give it to him yet.
Poor Lair Bear. Update on Lair Bear, by the way. His back went out. It's so hard to watch somebody's back go out as bad as it went out. And they drug him to the hospital yesterday, and they shot him up full of...
Did you actually take him to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. I loaded him in a car. I couldn't take it. I couldn't watch him anymore.
Right.
He was having seizures and stuff. Like, his body was convulsing. He was shaking. He couldn't sit up. He couldn't sit down. And when you've had back pain, and I've been there...
Did you just dump him out of the car?
No, I actually walked him in.
Did you?
And then I had the mask on and everything, and I immediately hit all the Purell.
They'll let you do that.
There was nobody in there. They've taken every COVID patient gets directed to the trauma center.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't go through
that makes
ER.
Sense. You don't want them just sitting out
right.
in
there. Right. So they're not going through there. So there were only like three people in the whole thing. I went in, I sat down, and then they called Larry, and he goes, can he come with me? And he goes, he's actually not even supposed to be in here. And I'm like, I'll leave. So I took off in Larry's cool Toyota, which is pretty badass. I got to drive his merch car around.
Nice.
But
so it was. What's the update? Do we have
he's
one
not
from
good.
Him? He's dead.
Yeah. We lost
he
him.
Has no back.
Is he in the hospital or is he at home?
The doctor called and said...
he's a head, shoulders, and legs.
We got to stop. And actually, I give bad advice. Yesterday, I said, how you feeling? I gave him a bunch of steroids. He goes, I'm still in pain. And I said, you should take the rest of those pills. And Larry said, you think so?
Oh, God.
And I said, of course, Larry. Tons of pills are always a good option. And he goes, you know, I'll do anything... you say now because you made me go to the hospital. So I sent over an Apple Pay $500 request just to see if he'd pay it, and he said no. But yeah, so
you know that teen girl got in trouble for that, right? She murdered somebody through text. So
that's right.
Be careful.
Yeah, but it was a lot of text. I would go to court and go, I said it once. The dude was clearly on edge. Who knew? I was just kidding.
It's a precedent.
Now, if I went through for days and days, and while Larry's like, I do it, I'm going to kill myself.
You should kill yourself.
You should do it. Then, yeah, you got something. But yeah, I didn't tell him to kill himself. I said his back pain would go away, and I wouldn't be wrong.
Learner and rogue get you off.
Absolutely. I got friends in high places. We got ourselves an entertainment drill. And speaking of gyms, these folks over there, at reactdefense.com have done it right the entire way, continue to do it right now. They're complying, doing everything they can to get through this as fast as we possibly can without any more speed bumps or hiccups. And in the process, they're like, you know what? As a local business, we could use your help through this time, another month. So they're making it easy for you KUPD listeners to get involved with Tactical Black once it comes back. $169 for 2 months, unlimited training when they open back up. And you can use it anytime in the next year. You can start your start your 2 months. It's pretty great. It's a great deal. And you got it sitting in your back pocket waiting to get in great shape and learn something. Instead of just going to a gym where you can – clearly, you don't even need to go in it to make it work. You just stand in the parking lot and do jumping jacks. You're doing the exact same thing. Do some burpee jumps. Burpees will kill you. And you get those, you get in better shape. But if you go up there to React Defense, you'll learn a lot of life-saving techniques. And when they get back in business, it'll be good for all of us. You know, the majority of business is mom-and-pop shops, and that's what these guys are. They're a local business that's been around for two decades plus, and I'd hate to see them start to have to get kicked in the nuts over and over and over again, although they could defend it because of this stupid COVID thing. So supporting local business is important. Supporting good people is also part of it. They've done everything right. I can't tell you, you know, a lot of businesses have. A lot of them have, and they're getting the rug pulled out from under them. You hate to see it. So where you can support, you can. And also go to their website, reactdefense.com, and check out some of their videos and start working out at home a little bit and have a few of the techniques down by the time they get you in that House of Brews up there in Phoenix. Easy enough. Reactdefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Johnny Depp took the stand yesterday on day one of his libel suit against the British tabloid and called that the tabloid called him a wife beater.
Whoa.
So he said he stated that he started taking drugs when he was 11 years old. He even gave his own daughter pot when she was 13, but his addiction issues never caused him to be violent.
Yikes.
So he's rolling it all out.
Oh, yeah. You go through – I read the whole story yesterday. Man, yeah. You learn a lot about Johnny Depp, man.
So my sister dated Johnny Depp's drummer when he was in a band in Florida before he was famous, a guy named Bernie. Good dude. And problem that was going on with their band was, this according to Bernie, allegedly, they would use their money for abortions. They would play, and Johnny had girls pregnant up and down the Florida coast, loads of them. And he had a drug issue that they couldn't corral. And then all of a sudden, boom, he's off doing 21 Jump Street, and they lose him. And they're mired in nightmarish, like, parents hating them and thinking that you're the one that did it. But it was him. He got like six girls pregnant. He had all these problems. He was mean to people. And this is according to the former drummer, not me. I don't know the truth. But that was a story he told. And this was back when 21 Jump Street was really big. Because my sister was probably 17 and this guy was like 24 and they were dating because it was okay back then.
But yeah, J.K. Rowling.
He was also the drummer for Richard Marx. Had very few pregnancy stories and abortion stories about Richard.
A little different situation.
Yeah.
Different
he toured with Ann Wilson once too, from Heart.
Oh.
At her peak. He was the studio drummer and they had him tour.
Is that the hot one?
No, that was the giant one.
Oh.
Nancy was the hot blonde. But Ann Wilson did a fair, and he was on the drum riser. And when they did a sound check, one of the boards on the stage bowed when Ann was on it. And they had to shore it up.
Fortify it?
Well, no, she was very upset that it was doing that. So they shored it up so it wouldn't embarrass her. I don't think they thought she'd go crashing through to earth. But just in case. He had some good stories. He was a big-time studio musician in the Florida area.
J.K. Rowling and more than 100 other authors signed a letter calling for an end to the cancel culture.
Oh, yeah, well, she's...
They said, if we won't defend open debate, we shouldn't expect the public or the state to defend it for us.
So that's a big deal. She wants to cancel the cancel culture?
Right. Well, she wants to... Yeah, you got to cancel it. The funny thing is her, instead of saying cancel culture, which is just funny in itself.
So much better.
She makes such a great point of... It's not open debate right now. It's one road, and if you veer off of it, you're in trouble. But canceling cancel culture is just funny. So I can't take it anymore. I'd like that to go away.
We have to stop this.
We have to stop eliminating everything we hate by stopping cancel culture, which is the only – this is why the simulation is broken.
I know.
It's that everything's a circle.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to cancel culture. It's ruining everything. Well, without cancel culture, we wouldn't have open debate. Ah! No debate here. Cancel culture is bad. I agree that cancel culture sucks.
So you're going to sign this petition.
But I could never, because I'm not a storm cloud, I could never actually go, I'm signing this petition to cancel culture. What about the people who don't want cancel culture canceled? Then we'd have to cancel culture, junior, senior. It's a never-ending nightmare.
Oh, we're all idiots.
Yeah, the pendulum has no middle.
Finally, you've seen the movie, the Eurovision Song Contest, Will Ferrell movie. His song, one of the songs, Husovic, debuted at number 16 on the Billboard Digital Song Charts.
Did it really?
Sales charts. Yeah, so it's Will Ferrell's first hit song.
Yeah. Can I go back to that for a second?
Cancel.
I'm curious. Let's say they say, okay, we'll do that. We're going to cancel the cancel culture.
It's over.
How does that work exactly?
No more of it. It's all canceled.
How does the resolution happen?
By wearing this shirt, cancel culture.
Hashtag cancel culture.
Yeah, okay.
Then J.K. Rowling goes, great, it's over.
And then she goes online and says the N-word, and everybody's like, can't do anything about that.
So the Redskins are changing their
name. That's right.
No? Okay.
The thing is...
It's all over.
I prefer starting a new thing saying... let people have one bad day. Instead of cancel culture, let someone have a bad day. The lady in that New York park went nuts and did that horrible thing where she started to say to that guy, even the guy who filmed her.
Feeling threatened.
Yeah, she's screaming, an African-American is threatening me. She had a full-out mental breakdown.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And people do that. But when it's filmed... She lost her job. They took her dog. They did. Everything is gone. And I think that's the extreme the other way to say, all right, if the guy filming it can accept her apology, that's really all we need to worry about. If the guy who she wronged said, look, I think she just had a meltdown, a bad day, and was trying to hurt my feelings, I'm going to give it to her. If it happens again, then she's canceled. But give people a bad day.
The problem is knowing whether it's a bad day or not.
Right.
Did Deshaun Jackson have a bad day? You don't know what happened during his day.
Well, there's weird stuff. Exactly. Is he having a mental breakdown?
Maybe he had a big fight with his girlfriend or
his
wife.
His history says nothing of this. Like, Deshaun Jackson's history of tweets and things are very rarely Hitler quotes, or what he thinks is Hitler quotes, turned out to be Farrakhan quotes, about Jews. I've never seen it. So is he having a meltdown? Should we be worried about him? He's saying crazy things and doing crazy stuff that's out of character. Now, if it happens multiple times.
Right, yeah, then there's a pattern.
Now we cancel that. That's what cancel culture
is. I'm not hiding anymore. I'm putting this stuff out there.
Yeah. cancel culture. okay. isn't so bad because you got to give somebody a bad day. You have to. That lady in Central Park was so wrong and so awful and did terrible. But we don't know at all what the hell led to that. And what was the one we were talking about before? The person was going through a divorce?
The Karen here, my wife has been looking into it. Like she's, you know, from Scottsdale. Turns out she was getting divorced.
Her life's falling apart.
Yeah, her life's falling apart around her. And so she's kind of taking it out on her.
She had an emotional meltdown aimed not directly at her own emotions, but at the world.
And she doesn't want forgiveness. She's going, you know, full bore.
Now we know.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. You'll forgive her the first thing you see. You don't cancel her immediately. Then you look, oh, okay. No, she's crazy. She's lost
it. Right. She's completely lost it.
Because she's holding on to this as, and then she went on and said like the N-word a million times on tape.
Right.
To prove that she doesn't care.
She's doubling down.
So then you cancel that. There's rhyme and reason to cancel culture. I agree with the immediate cancel culture thing. We've gotten way out of hand with, whoop, they said something bad. Eliminate everything they've got.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah. J.K. Rowling's right. But cancel culture is just funny in itself. Because it's exactly
this
what you're fighting.
Just in for the NFL breaking news. Washington has changed their name. Washington ISIS.
Oh, my God. Is that right? Brady, going back an hour for that one. Nice work.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.
That's what you're closing with?
That was a stronger bit.
You need a stronger close. You sat on that for way too long.
Okay, Storm Cloud.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, I'm just helping. That's not Storm Cloud. And I think your joke was fine. It's not a closer.
It's time to eat, John.
Yeah, Brady's hungry. It's 10:04. sorry about that, kid. All right, let's get the hell out of here. We're done. You guys have yourselves a wonderful... See, now that's going to happen now. He's going to stay Storm Cloud every time you say that was dumb.
Yep.
I'm not shooting holes in your joke. I'm just saying it was kind of a bad close. Tell it. Somewhere in the middle of the act.
We're going to be doing that to each other now.
You'll get a
constantly.
Huge pop.
All right,
on
Storm Cloud. Yeah. That might be a thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make the rules
okay,
on
Boomer.
Look. I'm going to make the rules on Storm Cloud, which is it's not every time someone disagrees with you. If you tell
Can
a dad
it at least
joke,
be for like a couple days cuz that'll be fun.
It'll be fun for a little bit. If you tell a dad joke and I don't know Brady, I'm looking at you. And somebody goes, "All right, that's it." It's not Storm Clouding. That's you deflecting back recognizing someone just said your joke was crap. Storm clouding is,
and change the name to Washington ISIS.
A storm cloud would come and go, well, ISIS has never really had an impact in the Washington region. And in fact, the only time it did is when Obama sided with them. I was like, okay, that's storm clouding.
You just had a problem with the timing. It was an hour later.
Well, I had a problem with the actual build
up. An hour callback.
Wasn't that strong. And he wanted to close the show with it. And, you know, as the driver, you hate when the passenger shouts out the window to do the order in the Taco Bell. I got this.
Well, can you write these rules down for us, John?
If you don't know, you're not very good at your job. And no, I can't. So I'm not going to babysit you. If you haven't figured it out by now, then it's not my job. It's not my job. Brady knows better. He knows. That's why he laughed when I said, ooh, not a strong close.
It's been 20 years. We're still figuring it out.
Yeah, he knows. He knows what he did.
That's why I was thrown out there.
That's why he tossed it and he's like, it isn't a strong close. You're right. Now we got to dance around that for a minute or two. I'm trying to keep this boat from smashing into the pier. That's all. I'm trying to bring it in. I'm trying to bring her home, Magellan.
Well, Jeremy will do that. Don't worry.
No, Jeremy's going to ruin Larry's show. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. Oh, that's it. You screwed this up, Toledo. This is your fault.
Well, you can't play Jeremy's pick?
Again.
No, I goofed. It's 98 KUP. Have a great day. Brady, stay positive.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.